Eskom's boss is facing growing calls for him to step down as load shedding continues to leave many South Africans in darkness. But Andre de Ruyter is not budging, saying that he has not been asked to resign by the board or public enterprises minister, Pravin Gordhan, who oversees the governance of the power utility. And joining me now is State Utilities Chief Executive Andre de Ruyter. Thank you so much for your time, Andre. And I guess let's start there. Trade unions, NUM and NUMSA, and also the Black Business Council are calling for your resignation or for you to be fired. I mean, of course, there are frustrations from society and business, as you know, we have been constrained, or economic growth has been constrained by the bout of load shedding that we have seen, especially, you know, considering that the economy is already under strain because of the pandemic. Now, in response for calls for you to step down, you've said that a change in leadership is not going to help, and Business Unity SA is also on the same page. Well, what is the answer in your view?
The answer, in my view and Eskom's view, is that we urgently need to expedite the procurement of new generation capacity to give Eskom the headroom to carry out much-needed maintenance. For about 2 years now, my management team and I have been advocating for the addition of between 4 and 6,000 megawatts to the grid on an urgent basis. And therefore, we're very pleased that the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy has now announced preferred bidders for bid window 5. If you look at the origins of the load shedding crisis that we're currently experiencing, South Africans will know that this phenomenon has been with us for 14 years. It's taken 14 different chief executives of Eskom, and as yet the problem has not been satisfactorily addressed. So this is not an Eskom issue, and I don't believe it's an Eskom management issue. It is an issue that really impacts the entire country, and as such we need a country solution to solving this electricity crisis.
Yeah, and Andre, we're in the middle of another bout of load shedding, you know, due to system constraints and breakdowns. We have the incident that happened over the weekend in Zambia with import of power supplies to South Africa being hit. And also we've had the breakdown of units at your power stations. And, you know, I'm just wondering, how fragile is the power grid at the moment? Is it time to panic?
No, it's definitely not time to panic. So load shedding is something that our system operator, who I regard as some of the best in the world, implements precisely in order to avoid the sort of catastrophic blackout that we've seen in Texas and parts of California, even in parts of Australia recently. And we have, I think, an incredibly professional team that is responsible for managing the system that has been able to avoid, in spite of all the challenges that we have had, an unpredictable, unreliable generation system, an interconnected grid that stretches as far north as Zambia, where a sudden loss in generation capacity can cause frequency fluctuations that have a negative impact on our own system. So this is an integrated, highly complex system that is managed very well. We understand the inconvenience, but I can give you the assurance that it is not time to panic.
Andre, a number of impediments have been cited in the delay to the maintenance program. I mean, you mentioned one, the procurement of additional capacity. I just want you to walk me through, you know, what are some of the headwinds that you can actually take into your control that you feel like can be solved in the short term? And also, what are some that you feel like are maybe a bit out of your control that may take a bit longer?
So clearly, we as Eskom need to do a better job of running our existing generation system. And that is a management issue, and that is what we as a management team are engaged on. And I think it's fair criticism to say that are we doing a perfect job of operating our current power stations? And the answer to that is no. And we are taking steps, and have been taking steps, to drive operations excellence, to ensure that our power station managers are boots on the floor, that they display visible felt leadership, and that they really drive the change in operating discipline that we would like to see. That process is ongoing. We can't yet see the results on the scoreboard, but again, work in progress. However, it must also be said that Eskom operates in an ecosystem of regulation and legislation, and we are not at liberty to do whatever we want. So some of the degrees of freedom that are conventionally allowed to a private sector company simply are not at our disposal. And here I include, for example, procurement. So if you wish or you have to undergo open heart surgery, you don't place an ad in the newspaper asking for suitably qualified surgeons and then you pick the lowest of the bids that you receive. You will do extensive due diligence, pick the best one that your medical aid is prepared to pay for, and then make sure that you receive all the care that you require to make the operation a success. The same is true for the maintenance of a very complex integrated system such as a coal-fired power station. And this is where we are constrained by Public Finance Management Act regulations and also Treasury directives from entering into the type of long-term strategic partnerships with original equipment manufacturers that we believe will serve us well, not only from a much better outcome of these maintenance programs, but also to enable those OEM suppliers to recruit, train, and retain staff that are then at our disposal to ensure that appropriately qualified people are working on our power stations when maintenance is done.
And Andre, just quickly, the initial target for the maintenance program was to have the coal fleet stabilized by October. How much or how far have these challenges, or how far forward have these challenges kicked the can in terms of, a point where we get to where we limit the material risk of load shedding materially?
The Eskom generation system is a way of keeping me very humble. So I've been very careful to qualify all my forecasts by saying that the risk of load shedding will be reduced but not entirely eliminated, and that still holds true. We have already concluded so-called reliability maintenance on 7 units. A further 5 units are currently out on long-term reliability maintenance. These are very extensive programs, about 100 days apiece, so this takes time. We were unfortunately delayed by some of those procurement challenges, by a lack of liquidity. Eskom's financial constraints are well known, as well as by the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. That was CEO of Eskom, Andre Durator.